Time to take a look at what's going on activity-wise in Wisconsin during the winter months. Gary Knowles of Madison, a travel writer, travel editor for the Weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee, our guest today. He comes by every so often to talk about things to do around the state. And you may have some ideas, or maybe you've got some questions. Maybe you have some questions about where to go and what to do this time of year. Maybe you know about some events that you want to let us know about. Gary's a font of knowledge.
That's a tall mountain to climb there, Larry. It's always great being here with you. And, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy about being on your program is the fact that your listeners are knowledgeable, and they usually come in with a lot of good ideas and a lot of good suggestions. So, you know, I learn as much here, I think, as I'm able to dish out. So it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
And let's give the number. If you'd like to join in, call us at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. And, you know, one of the things we should just mention right off the bat, and I think a lot of people know this, but if you're thinking about camping at a place like Peninsula State Park sometime in July or August or what have you, now is really the time.
You're absolutely right. And now is the time to start getting in touch with the DNR, get those reservation forms in. You know, I hate to tell you how many people get disappointed because they plan a week or two in advance and then realize that either all the spots are gone or, you know, all those that they were hoping to have a shot at are gone. So you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, and the same thing is true for most any kind of summer travel. The sooner you can plan it, generally the better off you'll be. You'll have more opportunity to choose from the options that are out there for you, more opportunity to, you know, to maybe look at some packages and some deals that'll be out there. And my suspicion is that this is going to be a fantastic year for travel. Mm-hmm. And the reason is that given the way the economy has been, there are a lot of people, I think, that are just looking for bargains and looking for ways to travel. And as often happens in Wisconsin, this state has always been a good deal for travel, no matter what the condition of the economy. But especially now, we are so accessible, and our travel hospitality people are out there working to try to bring people in and have so many bargains and deals available that it's going to be kind of a buyer's market and a great time to take your vacation dollars and go have a ball.
Yeah, and you know, I think this time of year, even now, January and February, you're going to find some bargains out there.
Well, this is right now, it's prime hunting time out there for, you know, for room deals, for package deals, getaways. And, you know, any time of the year, if you're looking at maybe staying a Sunday night and a Monday, or, you know, kind of making a weekend at the end of it rather than through the middle of it, you can get a good deal. But especially this time of the year, there are a lot of rooms to be had out there. And my suggestion to people is if you have a place that you want to go and a place that you're thinking about, by all means, call up the hotel directly and ask them for their best offer for the time that you're looking for. And in a lot of cases, they'll either have a package that you may not have seen, or there's a rate that they'll offer you to try to put some people in rooms over those kind of, you know, those end of the weekend periods. And, you know, and sometimes they will either upgrade you, you know, give you a better room for the same money, or maybe a room with a view. So it always makes a lot of sense at this time of the year, especially. Make a call directly to the place you'd like to stay at, and see what's available. Can't hurt.
No, it can't hurt, that's for sure. Well, and there are a lot of events going on around the state as we, gosh, even in the month of January here, I'm looking at, well, there's events in Madison, Minocqua, Frederick, Monroe, the Dells, Milwaukee, Waukesha.
Right. It's, you know, this is really a great time of the year to get out and enjoy the arts. You know, there are plays and theater performances. There are, you know, exhibits that are out there right now that you can go and see, so that, you know, if you don't want to go outside, if maybe it's a little too cool for you, there's plenty of good things to be found in our museums. Our museums are just fantastic and great time to go check out those places. Also a good time of the year to go to the art centers. I know here in Madison, the Madison Art Center has always got a great number of changing exhibits.
Yeah.
And there's one that's up right now that will probably end, I believe, at the end of January. And it's the Dane County calendar. I don't know if you've ever seen those. They're wonderful calendars that Dane County has put out featuring work by artists who live in Dane County. Mm-hmm. And boy, there are some talented people here. And they've been doing it for about 10 years now. And right now there's an exhibit over in the ground level floor at the Madison Contemporary Art Museum of all of the pictures that have ever been on all the calendars for 10 years.
Oh, boy.
And it's when you see them all together, the whole exhibit of all these wonderful works by these painters and sketch artists and some photography in there, it is really a fantastic collection. It really makes you say, wow, what an incredible county this is and what great talent there is here. And so that's why, yeah, it's a good time of the year to get out and start seeing these exhibits and check up on all the museums and places you might not have been to for a while. You know, a couple of my favorites, I like going to the Rahr West Museum if you ever get up to Manitowoc. It's really a neat museum, and it was a family-owned mansion that they have up there. And the people who owned it were world travelers. They got to go around the world quite a bit. And so they had some unique collections of ivory and some collections of small figurines and things like that, but also some interesting paintings. And they also have changing exhibits in places like that. So always a good opportunity to get out and see some of these smaller museums that you may not have had a chance to get to before. A good place beyond that to go to is like over at the Bergstrom Mahler Museum. They have an incredible glass paperweight museum over in Neenah in the Fox Valley. And their collection is just fabulous. It's a beautiful museum in a really neat part of the valley over there, where just about a block away you can go over and you can get a great view of Lake Winnebago. And there's a little lighthouse out there. So it's you know, all these things, especially in winter, kind of give you a different view of the whole thing, too.
Gary Knowles, our guest today, travel writer, as we talk with him about things to do in Wisconsin this time of year. You may have a question or maybe you've got a suggestion. Give us a call. The number 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. And let's go to Al in Bayfield. Al, hello.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. I hope it's warmer down there than it is up here.
It's always warm down here, Al.
Yeah, there you go. A couple things for you. And good morning, Gary and Larry, and Happy New Year to both of you.
To you as well.
A couple things up here, and I hope the Chamber of Commerce doesn't come in also, but we've got a sled dog race January 31st, February 1st, Mushers Weekend. And we've got our famous Blue Moon Ball, Saturday, February 7th.
What's the Blue Moon Ball? Can you explain a little about that?
Blue Moon Ball is a long-time social event up here that the idea is wear something you would wear once in a blue moon. So you get some lots of old prom dresses and army uniforms, that type of thing. But I wanted to just pass along, this is looking a little bit further into the future, since you were just talking about the arts a moment ago.
Yeah.
We have an event up here called B&B in the Arts. And this is put on by the local B&Bs up here in Bayfield. And it's going to be April 23, 24, 25. And it's a weekend where people have the chance to do some learning or enhance their abilities in a range of things: acting, basketry, beading, photography, pottery, watercolor, and weaving, all taught by local experts in the field, professionals, and so forth. So I just wanted to pass that along. It's a great weekend. We have a lot of fun. It's wonderful social and chance. We moved it a little bit later in the spring this year in order to hopefully take advantage of a bit warmer weather.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
if people are interested, I would just suggest that they visit www.bayfieldgetaways.com, and there's a lot of information there about what's coming up.
Yeah, you guys really do a great job up there putting on those special weekends and seminars. And just a question for you. I know that one thing that that sled dog race up there mm-hmm. has really become pretty popular. And I know for a while you had a program where people could volunteer to help out with that. Do you still have that going
on? You can do that this year, yeah. I'm looking at a little blurb that was in the paper the other day, Voluntourism Opportunity, January 30, 31. And February 1, and you get a package, two or three nights of lodging, includes breakfast for two. You can go to the Meet the Mushers spaghetti dinner. You can volunteer for the races to do a whole range of different jobs. And there's a mixer on Saturday night, and there's some awards on Sunday. It's a lot of fun, and people who've never had any connection with mushing, dog racing at all, come up. I had two guests here last year, and they had never done it before. They came back and said this was really, really fun. It's an eye-opener as far as just what goes into dog racing. And I'm not, I'm not a racer myself or anything, but you get a great appreciation for the amount of work and care and attention that's required to take care of a team of dogs.
Yeah, well, that's true. I was a volunteer. I worked a little bit with Ben Stamm a few years ago when he was up there.
Yeah.
And I've got to say that, if you get out on the trail, too, I mean, it's really neat watching these teams come through.
Yeah.
And there are good viewing opportunities up there. And the thing that really amazed me about this, Al, was we went to one of the kind of outback stations to just watch the guys come through up on one of the county highways up there.
Yeah.
And we got to the corner, and there were people who were cooking hot dogs and had hot chocolate and whatever.
Oh.
And I said, well, can we buy some of that from you? Well, they wouldn't sell it. They were giving it away to anybody who came
there. There may even be a can or two of bubbly there, something stronger than hot chocolate. You never know.
Yeah, well, it was really quite an event. And you haven't ever heard anything until you've heard sled dogs that are eager to get out and run on the trail.
Oh, yeah. It's a deafening sound when they're ready to go. Well, thanks for the opportunity.
One more question for you, Al, before you go.
Sure.
How are the ice caves coming this year? We're going to have ice caves.
As of yesterday, they were the Park Service was saying they're not yet accessible, but with 20 below this morning, I'm guessing that within the next couple of days they should be accessible, or maybe a week or so, but they need to call the Park Service and check to make sure. The ferry has stopped running.
Okay.
So the ice road from Bayfield to Madeline Island may be available, who knows, within a couple of days or a week or something, but it's going to be earlier than in the past.
Is the wind sled running?
Wind sled, I think I saw it out there yesterday, yeah. So it's going, yeah.
Well, great. Yeah, one of the world's great unusual places to go spend some time.
Yeah, that's right. You got to take a wind sled ride. That's an experience.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Oh, yes, so, boy, lots of stuff going on.
There are. And I've got to say, those ice caves up there. I was out there last year, Larry. I don't know if you've ever made that hike out Myers Beach to see them. You've got to do it. It's really incredible. I mean, and you see pictures and you say, oh, that's pretty neat. But I'll tell you what, you take the walk out there, and it's like walking into a mini Carlsbad cavern of ice that is on the shoreline up there. And like Al suggested, check with the National Park Service people, the lakeshore people up there, to make sure that it's safe to go out there. But it is really a fantastic sight. And I was up there with a photographer from New York City who had heard about him and never seen him. And so we took a walk out there. But he and I were both just blown away by him. And, I mean, this guy is a person who travels the world and spends a lot of time shooting for National Geographic and stuff like that. So I expect that we're going to hear a lot about ice caves up there this year.
Gary Knowles, our guest, as we talk about things to do in Wisconsin. Give us a call with your question or your suggestion at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. And we've had a couple callers call in and say, what was that mansion that you mentioned, Gary, that you were talking about earlier? The mansion in Manitowoc? Was it Manitowoc?
Oh, yeah. It was Rahr West. The Rahr West Museum is in a mansion that the West family had owned. And it's now called the Rahr West Museum. It's on 8th Street, I want to say, in Manitowoc. And actually, It's look for the place where Sputnik landed, because Sputnik landed right in front of it. The Sputnik 4, which people might remember, landed back in the 60s, I think it was. One day, a couple of policemen were driving down the street up there in Manitowoc, and they saw what they thought was a piece of slag that maybe had fallen off of a foundry truck. And it turns out that they found it, and it was kind of warm yet. They picked it up, took it back in, and it for slag, it had a lot of dials and instruments and stuff in it. And they sent it off eventually to NASA, who examined it, and they determined that it was a piece of Sputnik, the original Sputnik, that had landed right in Manitowoc. So,
oh, man.
The first spacecraft landing site in Wisconsin was Manitowoc.
So RAR, is that R-A?
R-A-H-R.
Oh, R-A-H-R.
Yeah, okay. RAR West. And it's a great museum, and I have to say it's free, too. I mean, they'll take your donation for sure. But, boy, talk about a great deal. It is really a neat place.
Gary Knowles, our guest today, travel writer, as we talk with him about things to do in Wisconsin. Give us a call with your question or suggestion at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking about winter activities in Wisconsin with Gary Knowles of Madison, travel writer, travel editor for the Weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee. Happy to have him along. And again, if you want to join in with a question or suggestion, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. And let's see, we've got SK in Racine. We'll go there. Hi, thank you for calling.
This is great. I appreciate the show. I think you're talking about things to do and places to visit in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I have two boys, 8 and 6, and I'd like to hear what are the good places to get them started going hiking in Wisconsin. I live in southeast Wisconsin, and
boy,
I'll take your answer off the air.
You know, you are lucky to be in Wisconsin, because the state has such geographic diversity that, you know, if you're in an area and you don't want to really hike steep hills and you just want to hike, you know, there are plenty of places you can do that. I would say, you know, look for any of the lakeshore routes. You know, if you're over in Racine, you've already got some pretty areas down around the marina down there and in that area. But certainly all of the state parks are great. Almost all of them have hiking trails. Some have nature trails on them with annotated brochures you can pick up that'll help you identify plants and stuff along the way. One place I'd recommend that you go that not a lot of people get up to it. It's up in near the Sauk City area, Prairie du Sac, and that's the Natural Bridge State Park, which is a wonderful state park. It's not an overnight park. There's no camping there. But they have a trail that goes through there that's an annotated trail that will tell you about a lot of the plants along the way that have been used by Native people and other people as medicinal plants, and tells you all about the plants on the walk you take through there. Of course, you know, there are the big places like Peninsula Park, which has just some beautiful hiking trails in it. You know, the nice thing in Wisconsin is if you're looking for a hiking trail, step out the door and head any direction.
Yeah.
Because really, we've got so much here. You know, we were talking about Lake Superior a little while ago. If you go up to that area, the trail that goes out to those ice caves we were talking about is fantastic. Too.
And there are I interviewed Kevin Revolinsky, who has a book out. It's called 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles of Madison, including Dane and surrounding counties. So it's 60 miles radius of Madison. When you're in Racine, so you're getting in that area.
That's always good. You know, and I've got to say, too, don't forget the great fun of hiking in cities. You know, I mean, you can hike right here in Madison. I think one of the most unusual and bizarre hikes, but fun, is to hike up and down State Street from the university campus to the Capitol and back, because it's such a wide variety of people. Politicians are all over the place out here. We have people visiting for conventions. And I mean, it's one of those things where the shops are fun. So, I mean, you know, it's a hike of a different nature, but it's an urban hike that's well worth doing, you know.
And thanks again for calling. Appreciate your call, and good luck on those hikes. Lots of places to go. Tom in Mequon, we'll go to you next. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I was wondering if you would have any idea about where to find, interesting birds. And I'm not so much interested in aquatic birds, but I know there's some flyways up north somewhere where like 1,000 hawks will come through or something like that. I was wondering if you thought about that.
You know, the thing that I would do is call the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. 1-800-432-TRIP is the number to call. And I think that's 1-800-432-8747. My mind might be wrong, but check it out. But I would call them. They have published some really wonderful birding guides to the birds of different areas of Wisconsin. Actually, I think they're probably about four or five books into the 6 or 7 book series. And in there, they have not only some great suggested places to go see them, but pictures of some of the birds, discusses some of their habits. And another good thing about them, they're all free. So I would give them a call at 1-800-432-TRIP and ask for the birding guides. They are also online at travelwisconsin.com. And if you go in there, there is a section you can work your way to where you can actually order online. So give them a call. But, boy, there's some great birding in this state. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Tom, for calling. And let's see, Carolyn and Madison, we're on to you now. Hi, Carolyn.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, thanks for calling.
I'm a cross-country skier, and, of course, there are many opportunities every weekend for both recreational skiing at the state parks as well as races, but there's a fairly unique event happening this coming weekend up at Telemark Lodge in Cable, Wisconsin.
Yes.
And it's the 24 Hours of Telemark. And there's single, solo people, duos, four-person, six-person teams, and you can ski for 3 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours, or 24 hours.
It's kind of
a fun event and a little bit unique, different than your ordinary, you know, 5 or 10K ski race event.
How many miles does a team put on in 24 hours?
How many hours?
How many miles?
How many kilometers will you
run? I wish I could remember. I think the record for a solo was something like 255 kilometers, which is basically like skiing 5 Birkebeiners. But obviously teams, you know, can divide it up between 4 or 6 people, and you know, you can ski for an hour, then rest, and the loop is 5 kilometers, so, you know, that might take someone about half an hour to do one lap, and they could alternate, you know, one lap at a time if they wanted to.
What's the headquarters for this operation?
It's out of Telemark Lodge up in Cable, Wisconsin, and the website for more information is www.the24hoursoftelemark.com.
But, you know, nobody can say that we in Wisconsin don't have great imaginations, right?
Exactly. And I think this is a unique event in the country. I think there might be one up in Canada, but this is the only one I know of in the U.S.
Oh, well, Carolyn, thanks.
That's great.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, you know, speaking of great events, I remember a couple of years ago, I don't know if they still do this or not. I think Michael B. is the guy who uncovered it, who's another author from the state here. But I think Michael did a story on the Flea Festival up in Winter, Wisconsin, and they had a flea jumping contest up there, and he wrote a good piece on it. I'm not sure if they still do that in Winter or not. If anybody knows, maybe they could let us know.
Yeah,
but we have some unusual events here.
Thanks again, Carol. And you can join in, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234 or send us an email at talk@wpr.org. And to our caller from Racine, just mentioning the Birkebeiner, got me back on thinking about his sons, 6 and 8 year olds. Boy, I tell you what, cross-country skiing or snowshoeing this time of year is wonderful.
It is. And, you know, and the nice thing about doing that kind of thing, Larry, is it really builds an appreciation and a love for the outdoors that you'll take with you for your whole life. And, you know, you don't have to have a lot of money, I don't think, to really give your children memorable experiences. And I think the main thing is to spend some time with them, get out with them, show them the wonders of nature. And Wisconsin has so much of that, that, you know, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, when they get older and they have children of their own, they'll be telling them about how important it was that, you know, they did these walks with their dad and their mom and their family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just think the person is really onto something there.
1-800-642-1234, the number to call with your question or suggestion. Someone phoned in to say that Peninsula State Park is celebrating its centennial this summer.
Boy, I bet that's right. That's great. Yeah, good news. That's a wonderful park and always one of Wisconsin's most popular, too.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time. We get up there at least once every year and like to go at this time of the year, too, actually, as a matter of fact, because the cross-country skiing and the snowshoeing in the park, you're really aren't a lot of people there, and the rates are excellent.
Yeah, you know, speaking of Door County in that area, I should ask you, Larry, I'm a member of a pretty unique club, and I wonder if you belong to it. And that's the Bitters Club from over at Nelson's Hall on Washington Island.
No.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, during the Prohibition era, the way that some of the people up there were able to enjoy unusual elixirs and you know, they wouldn't drink alcohol, but they would drink bitters, which apparently has a pretty high alcohol content. And they made a tradition out of it. And so when you go to Washington Island, you have to go out to Nelson Hall and you can ask the bartender out there for a shot of bitters and you'll get a shot of bitters and you can join the Bitters Club. And they have these people from all over the world that have joined the Bitters Club. And so it would be good to have you as a member. And I hope you'll make it up there when you get to Door County next time.
I am going to have to do that. Now, where do I go again?
You go out, take the ferry from the end of the peninsula up there, go across Death's Door over to Washington Island.
Yeah.
And then right out on, I think it's sort of the end of Highway 42 on the island, and it's considered an extension of Highway 42, I believe. But it's Nelson's Hall, N-E-L-S-E-N-S, Nelson's Hall. It's a bar, and they will serve you a shot of bitters, and you can become a member of one of the more exclusive clubs in the world.
And with members from all over the world.
With members from all over the world. Proud members, that's right.
Okay. Here's the number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. Well, what are some events, some other events? I thought we'd get more calls about events coming up, but what are some of the events that you know about that are coming up?
A couple of things coming up, and since we're talking about drinking, let me mention a couple in the good light, of course. There's a big beer tasting coming up January 24th, and this is up at Heidel House. They're going to have a beer tasting evening up there, and it's going to be at Evensong Spa, which is a part of the Heidel House up there, 7 to 8:30, and it's $20 per person. But you know that you're going to get to sample some unusual beverages and some good beers at that one. And then I know that the Willersheim Winery, actually, they have a benefit coming up January 9th, and this is going to be a really neat opportunity to try some of their rare ports that they've been making since about 2001. And as I understand it from talking to Julie Cucard the other day, they have just a few bottles left of some of them, so it may be your last chance to try some of these rare ports. But it's a benefit for brain cancer research. And you may know that Bob Willersheim, who we all knew and loved and is kind of considered the father of the Wisconsin wine industry, died of brain cancer. And so this is a benefit to help fight brain cancer. And it's January 9th. You have to make you have to get a ticket. They have a limited number available. And at the last I heard, they were down to about 20 or 25 left. But it's 5:30 to 9. They're also going to have in some really outstanding people like the people from Car Valley Cheese are going to be bringing in some of those artisan cheeses. I believe they're going to have music provided out there. Sid Cook is coming. Music by Daniel Anderson with vocals by Katie Gaynor. So it's a really nice night, and it's for a good cause. So
yeah,
check up
cause on
that. And then they also have, at the end of January, January 31st, a port release celebration. This is open to everybody. And come on out and try the new port that's just going to be released from 2008.
I've got some of those early ports that I've been holding on to. Yes.
Well, it's good to know.
From Willersheim.
Well, it's good to know where we can find some then when we need it.
Julie said, "Hang on to those. Let them age in the bottle." And I said, I'll let them age.
Yeah, it just gets more complex and better and better. And if you're a port drinker, you know what we're talking about. I mean, it's just wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Jolene in Ashland's up next. Hi, Jolene.
Hello. I just wanted to let you know about the 23rd Annual Sleigh and Cutter Rally.
Well, when is that?
In Ashland. Oh, they get the horses together and a bunch of old sleighs, and you can ride on little hay wagons, and it's really fun.
Well, it does sound like fun. What's the date on that?
That's this Saturday, actually. I think it's 11 to 1.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and where would you go for that?
It's at the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center.
Oh, fantastic. Now, that's a great center, Larry. I bet you've been there.
Oh, yes. That's a beautiful center.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's this Saturday.
It is, the 10th.
Super.
Thank you much, well, Jolene.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call. Let's try Teddy in Barnes. I've got a cabin in the town of Barnes. Teddy, hello.
Hi, this is Teddy from Barnes.
Hey, Teddy.
We're going to have a snowshoe softball tournament at downtown Barnes on January 17th.
All right.
I know downtown Barnes well. I've been there many, many times.
This will be our second year in a row. My niece that, and we hold it at downtown Barnes, and it's a blast. You got to wear snowshoes and bat left-handed, and it's a real good time.
Now, I have a hard enough time right-handed sometimes. But
now, is this open to anybody up there, or
yeah, open to anybody.
So you can come up, and can you bring a team up?
Yep, you can bring a team up. Anything you want. So you got to bring your own snowshoes, though. Last year we ended up wrecking a couple pair of my mom's old ones. She wasn't too.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful sliding in a second, don't you?
Yep.
Well, when is that, Teddy?
That's January 17th.
January 17th.
All right.
I got to let...
I assume if you can find Barnes, you can find the baseball, the snowshoe game, right?
Yeah, because it's that restaurant downtown Barnes, it's a blink of an eye type of town.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and you know, in my experience, some of the best events you go to are these little ones in small towns. And you know, if you're really looking for fun, you know, go to a social. You know, you'll meet people and hear stories that are just outstanding.
Well, you will, and it's amazing what a small world it is when you start going just to these little towns.
Absolutely, Teddy. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Well, you know, we've got a cabin up there. We could actually house my whole softball team. I should.
Well, there you go. You guys could be the guys from out of town.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Actually, I'm gonna shoot an email to our team captain and see what he says. Oh man, Harvey and Racine, it's your turn. Hi, Harvey.
Hi there. How are you guys doing?
Great. Good, thanks, Harvey, for calling.
Okay, I am an ice fisherman sort of person, and you talked about the inexpensiveness of cross-country skiing. I think ice fishing, when you can take a vehicle on the ice with your Coleman stove or whatever for a picnic, and skates and skis for the kids, you can have a very entertaining young lifetime for those kids and pass on some fun experiences. And if you catch fish, that even adds to the excitement.
that's really true. The whole culture of ice fishing is one that, you know, those of us who live up here in sort of the northern Great Lakes states, we all kind of, you know, are knowing about it. And, you know, so we're not too interested in it. But when I tell people down south, friends of mine from Florida and Miami and Texas, about fishing through the ice, it sort of just blows their mind, you know.
But it is a lot of fun.
Oh, it really is, yeah.
Going on from there a little bit, you want to talk about the people in different parts of the country, and when you tell them there are roads on lakes like Lake Winnebago and they mark them with Christmas trees, they think you're absolutely insane driving on ice. You know, well, they can't comprehend that.
Yeah, they sure do. You know, I've got to say, last year I was up in Bayfield, and I did the drive from Bayfield over to Madeline Island, and they do a great job of marking that road, and it was nice and frozen up there. But, you know, you get out there, and they say that you either do it one of two ways. You either drive with your windows down, and if you do that, then, of course, you hear the expansion cracks as you're going across, and it sounds like rifle shots. And, you know, you could swear the whole ice is going to open up and swallow you. But the other people up there, they say the islanders, since they do it all the time, they roll the windows up and turn the radio up real loud.
Oh, boy. Thanks a lot, Harvey, for calling. Appreciate your call. And Jennifer from Big Pictures Events emailed to remind us about A new event happening in Ashland, Wisconsin, January 20th through the 24th. It's the Lake Superior Green Building Workshop Series and Trade Show taking place throughout Ashland, and we'll introduce those within the building industry and others to a variety of green building techniques and technologies. And the proceeds from all the events will benefit the Shawamigan Bay chapter of Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, that's great. That sounds like a good event. You know, I guess that's one thing we really haven't touched on a lot, but, you know, we've been focusing on all the fun stuff. There's some fun to be had, too, in some of these educational events, and there's a lot of good education going on around the state. You know, a place that I should probably mention is Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts, where, you know, if you're into crafts and arts and things like that, they have a year-round. They have all kinds of really interesting workshops and seminars, and you can spend a great weekend right down in Mineral Point learning how to do things like that. So,
absolutely. And someone, you were talking about a race earlier in Winter, Wisconsin, and somebody said, were you really thinking about the Woodtick race in Oxbow?
Well, it's the Woodtick race, and I bet it was a Woodtick race in Oxbow. Great. I'm appreciating being corrected on that. That's because that's even better than a flea fight or whatever it was.
The Woodtick race in Oxbow. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, so here we are running out of time. So the best thing, where's the best place to go? You've got a matter of fact, have a website that.
We have a website called wondersofwisconsin.com, and of course we asked people to vote on the Wonders of Wisconsin. That was 2 years ago, and then last year we just named people's favorites and the best towns in the state. And this year we're contemplating some things like maybe the best events. We may do something like that, or ask people to name their favorite Wisconsinites in various categories. So if you want to go to wondersofwisconsin.com, you can find the last 2 years' worth of information there. And we do an occasional newsletter called the Wowie, where we try to keep people up to date on interesting and amazing things happening. So sign up for the newsletter, and we'll stay in touch.
Thanks very much, Gary. Look forward to your next visit.
Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate it very much. Gary Knowles of Madison, travel writer and travel editor for the Weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee. And always have a lot of fun every time he comes on. We talk about activities and winter, just as many activities, I think, in the winter as there are in the summer here in Wisconsin. Lots of good things to do. Well, coming up, we're going to be taking a look at allergens and irritants that we can find indoors, and sometimes this time of the year, that can become a problem for you and sometimes even for me. Stay with us. Our guest coming up, Dr. Robert Bush, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.